Hey, what's up, y'all? I am so excited to share with you guys about this application called Anchor. I've been on Anchor for about a year. I just hit 1,000 listens, so I'm very excited about that. I don't even know 1,000 people. But all I had to do was go on my App Store or your Google Store, download the application, hit the plus symbol, and you can start recording right from there. You can also go on and edit, and you can make money from this podcast as well. Don't worry. You ain't got to go through all of that crazy stuff like posting it in all these million places. Anchor will do that for you. So it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. All right? And you can earn money, as I said, with no minimum listenership. All right? So all you got to do is download the free application or go to Anchor FM to get started. It's just that easy. Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? Good afternoon. It's currently 12:24, and I'm doing a mini episode because I realized that I have not done one in a while. You know, and I apologize for that. I had a little bit of a longer hiatus. I mean, nothing really going on. It's just, you know, I've been taking in life and, you know, haven't really felt compelled to record, which happens sometimes, you know. It doesn't mean anything. It just means that I needed to take a step back from it. And, you know, I was also going through some Super Mario 35 withdrawals. But I am back, and this is just a simple topic of dogs. How many of us have them? Kind of like friends, right? How many of us have them? Carlos and myself had three dogs. We are a three dog family, and we absolutely enjoy having them there. When I first met Carlos, I had Rico, and Rico turned against me and found himself hopelessly in love with Carlos. And then, in 17, which was about 4 years ago, we got the great Elegante Tuzi, formerly known as Susie. Really sweet dog, very sweet. One of the sweetest dogs I've ever seen. She is literally in chill mode every single time. Rico is a little hyper, as well as very, timid, and I don't know where that came from because he wasn't like that when it was just he and I, but he's very timid, and I think that's because he's getting older. Rico is 12. Rico will be 12 this year. Tuzi is 4, actually going on 5, and then the little baby, Kari. Kari is a handful. He is every bit of the terrible toddler age. He's into everything, but he has one of the cutest faces out there. And, you know, pets become like your family, you know, they become like your children. Our fur babies is what a lot of people call it. And, they definitely have a role and place in our heart. You know, I, with Rico being older, it scares me to, you know, to have to mourn him, you know, so I don't even want to think about, you know, Rico at the end of it. But, you know, that's a part of life, too, you know. But they all have their own personalities. Tuzi is definitely what one would call Rache. That girl, you know, has the most ratchet personality. But like I said, she's always going to be, if you land down, she's going to be right where you are. She's going to find the bend of your knee, or, you know, somewhere in between your, you know, arms or whatever, to where she's able to have the maximum amount of comfort possible for just chilling. Like I said, Rico is a little timid. He is a little bit of a trickster. He barks a lot. Sir Barks a Lot is what I call him. But one-on-one, he's good.
but he does the weird, creepy thing now where he's very territorial over Carlos, which that, you know, he's always around him. Like, there are times we're laying on the couch and Rico is standing right next to him. Even though Rico acts like he's more Carlos's dog, Carlos likes to say that Toosie is his dog, you know, because I got it for him. And then Carwee, we got latter part of last year. He was about 2 months old when we got him. And he was the very first dog that I had that I've had to raise from, you know, like baby stage and actually train him from, you know, from the ground up. And he's a little badass. He's a little timid too. You know, you'll say, "Come here, Kari," and he goes and runs straight to his cage, which I don't really know what that's about, but that is the case. But dogs, you know, can become, you know, like I said, just like family, if not sometimes more than family, because they're always there. You know, the thing about dogs I see around other people is that dogs are babies that you'll always have to take care of. So there's never a point where a dog would not need you. I mean, you can train them, but they're always looking for you to be the leader. And yeah, I got Rico on a whim from my friend Suzanne. She named him Taco. She tried to get Rico a home with her dog, Cody, at the time. And unfortunately, it didn't go too well. So I acquired him after many, many reminders of me getting rid of Madison, which is a dog that I had previously. And like I said, Toosie I got for Carlos on his birthday in 17, and then we got Kari together. It was actually a friend just texted us and was like, "Do y'all know anybody that wants a dog?" And I was like, "Oh, I want another dog." But we had another dog at the beginning of the year in 2020 named Kobe. And Kobe was a mean little something. He liked to bite. He had a lot of bitery going on, and I had to get rid of him because it ended up swelling up my hand, and I had too many snafus with him. So hopefully they were able to rehome him. But yeah, he was not a nice dog. But yeah, it's our family. We do have to find someone to keep him whenever we go to travel. You know, we have to get them food. We also, you know, have to provide them some sense of entertainment and stuff like that. And it's great having dogs. They're, you know, they're super sweet. They are the cutest dogs I've ever seen. And I do think that my dogs are cuter than any and every other dog there is out there. God, dog! I'm passing by one of the areas that used to be trees that is not trees anymore. But yeah, that's about it, guys. So if you learn anything from this podcast, just go love your dogs. I ain't a good advocate of kissing your dog in the mouth. Like, I'm not about that life. No, sir, no, ma'am. I would not be doing any of that. But hug your dog. Yesterday was National Dogs Day. And I didn't get around to sharing a picture, unfortunately. I can rarely get those three together, you know, for a photo op, you know, without one of them biting each other's butt off or whatever. But go and love your dogs. Care for them. Treat them, you know. Get them some special treats. You know, get them some stuff that's going to entertain them. Get them their favorite little toy. Curry does this cute little thing where he has this little, we call it his pacifier, but it's little, what is it? This little bone that it was, this stuffed bone that he had. And what he does is he puts it in his mouth, and then he kind of, you start to see him knead a little bit with it. It's so cute. I wish I had a video slide so I can show you guys, but he is the cutest. He is definitely the youngest. Always into stuff. So enjoy the rest of your day. I will be planning on coming back within a full length episode coming up here within the next week or so. So be patient with me, guys. I appreciate all of you listening so far. We are growing, and I can definitely tell. All right. So you guys enjoy the rest of your day. We love you so much. And thanks again for listening to another episode of Reggie's Expressions.